Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Franklin Sanders, the money changer, will hopefully be with us a little bit later on this morning. But I also wanted to mention something very, very important, very, very specific to you that is very key to the strength and the position of the Republic Broadcasting Network in the days ahead. We've got a pledge drive going on right now, and I hope that you will take time to support it. RBN needs your help. We need your help on a regular, ongoing basis. And what we need, I believe, with this network is not a handful of very large donors, but tons and tons and tons of small, faithful donors in order that we might most effectively continue the ministry that we have of reaching out with an alternative brand of information to what you're going to get in corporate news media. The American Free Press, of course, is doing the same thing in newspaper form. We're doing the same thing as a radio broadcasting network. But we need your help to do it. And if you could possibly help the Republic Broadcasting Network in the days and months ahead, it would be most appreciated. You can do it in three ways. You can give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. You can contact us as well by snail mail at our mailing address in Round Rock. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or, of course, you can contact us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Again, there are three ways that you can contact us. Telephone, internet, or snail mail address. Telephone is 1-800-724-2719. The internet address is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can mail in a check at your convenience to the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I can't think of a better time to do that than today or this week, because we continue to see evidence that there is an ongoing control of our news media that is keeping the information from you and me that we need to survive. And as we begin to move closer and closer to world government, closer and closer to a third world war, the things that we need from alternative broadcasting and alternative newspapers are going to be more and more critical to each and every one of our family members in the days ahead. The Wall Street Journal, then, wanted to take a little bit closer look at this story. In Russia, a top rabbi uses Kremlin ties to gain power. Beryl Lazar is this guy's name. This is my first encounter with him. He is a follower of Chabad Lubavitch, a Hasidic sect based in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, that is, according to the Wall Street Journal, on the fringes of mainstream Judaism. Its devotees are known for their love of the Rebbe, their late spiritual leader. Some even think he's the Messiah. In Russia, the Lubavitch are not a marginal sect, but a dominant force in Jewish life. Their leader, Rabbi Lazar, goes by the title of Russia's chief rabbi and is viewed by many to be the head of the country's Jewish community. Thriving on Mr. Vladimir Putin's patronage, his organization, Beryl Lazar's organization, the Federation of Jewish Communities of Russia, is now one of Russia's leading charities with schools, clinics, orphanages, and community centers across the country. Some credit it with single-handedly reviving Jewish life in the Russian hinterlands. But critics charge its success is based on a Faustian bargain with the Kremlin. They say Rabbi Lazar has at times deliberately played down anti-Semitism in Russia and acted as a lobbyist for Vladimir Putin around the world. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll take a further look at this Wall Street Journal article and what it might mean when we come back. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. This is Mark Ankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. A little while this morning, Franklin Sanders, the money changer, will be with us to talk about all kinds of things, theological, political, cultural, economic, and investment for you and your family in the days ahead. He is going to be an absolutely outstanding source to consult from time to time when you're trying to make decisions on an inside basis. From someone who has the basic America First old right emphasis that understands economics in a way that I don't, and also is a Christian pastor and theologian par excellence. That is Franklin Sanders, the money changer. He'll be on with us in a few minutes this morning. You know, talking about this whole story of this Jewish rabbi in Russia, Beryl Lazar, who is a follower of Shabbat Lubavitch, this Hasidic sect based in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. That's something that hopefully in the days ahead, Mark Glenn can help me with a little bit in terms of trying to understand just who this guy is, this Jewish rabbi, who's a part of the Shabbat Lubavitch Hasidic sect in Brooklyn. Why is he that close to Vladimir Putin, and what does it mean? This is now the second time I've come across something in recent days in the Wall Street Journal that I thought bore the closer examination of both Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper. The other one involves a story that was in the May 1st Wall Street Journal. I do read corporate Zionist news media. And the reason I read it is that I contrast it with what our people are saying at the American Free Press and at RBN to see how things stack up. I've not seen any reference made to this particular fellow I'm about to mention anywhere else. He's probably cropped up numerous times in other business publications that I don't read. But there is a fellow whose name is Lev Leviev. And the last name is L-E-V-I-E-V, Lev Leviev. He is an Israeli diamond billionaire, and he recently bought the historic New York Times building. That kind of caught my eye because it made me think of Larry Silverstein and his investment in the World Trade Center before 9/11, 6 months before 9/11. Now we see that there's an Israeli diamond billionaire who has bought the historic New York Times building for the cool sum of $525 million. Lev Leviev, by the way, made his first $1 billion in the diamond mines of Russia and war-torn Angola. Now he's trying to buy up the crown jewels of Manhattan real estate. Africa Israel USA, that's the name of the company, Africa Israel USA, a unit of Africa Israel Investments Limited, of which Mr. Leviev is chairman, paid $525 million to scoop up the landmark building that has served as the headquarters for New York Times and Company for the last 94 years. Then when you turn to the back page of this article from the Tuesday, May 1st Wall Street Journal, there are other things about Mr. Leviev that become increasingly interesting, including the fact that he first came to prominence when his Leviev Group, based in Tel Aviv, helped finance the Katoka Diamond Mine Project, a joint venture with the Angolan state-owned diamond producer Endiama and the Russian producer Almazi Rosisaka. Although an Israeli citizen, Mr. Leviev retains connections in the former Soviet Union and has been linked in published reports to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Leviev secured a series of deals to market Angolan government diamond production estimated at $1 billion through a company called Ascorp. Good. We'll maybe take a look at this story a little bit tomorrow and probably Friday with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. I would like to know more about this guy. That's Lev Leviev, who first came to prominence when his Leviev Group, based in Tel Aviv, helped finance the Katoka Diamond Mine Project, a joint venture with the Angolan state-owned diamond producer Endiama and the Russian producer Almazi Rosisaka. Mr. Leviev, again, has very significant palpable links to Vladimir Putin in Russia, and Mr. Leviev now owns the historic New York Times building. Who really is this guy? What are his connections? What might this purchase mean in the days ahead? That's something I'd like Mark Glenn to take a closer look at with the American Free Press in coming days. We are now joined by Franklin Sanders, the money changer. How are you, sir?
Fine. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. You know, it's been a few months since we've talked, Franklin. What's kind of the latest going on with you?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mark, what's been on my mind is genocide.
Okay.
And specifically, genocide against the American people. I know that that's a very, very harsh and strong word, and it sounds lunatic. It sounds probably more lunatic when you say that I think that this genocide has taken place with the cooperation of the United States government. But when I look at corporate control of government, and I see what the government allows them to do, it's pretty hard to come to any other conclusion. I wrote several years ago about what had occurred to me when I looked around me. I don't know how it is where you live. I live in Middle Tennessee. But there is an epidemic of obesity. There is an epidemic of high blood pressure. There's an epidemic of diabetes, and all of these things come from the food we eat, and that food specifically is made possible by corporate control of government. It's just not accidental. The more you dig into it, for instance, if you dig into the history of the Food and Drug Act and see that the way that corporations have managed since the very beginning, since 1906, to avoid any teeth to keep the government from putting any teeth into control of the corporate food industry, then you begin to see that there's a pattern that's been followed. Now, you know, whether a conspiracy is the kind of thing that occurs because people get together and plan it out, or whether it just flows out of their common interest, really doesn't make any difference. But if you look at the history of the food industry, you see that they've operated for over 100 years to prevent the government effectively controlling the poisons that they put in food. Now, you know my history. You know that I'm a great proponent of allowing everybody as much liberty as God gave them. But we're not at liberty to poison other people. We're not at liberty to put additives in food that poison other people. And today these things are more subtle, but we're seeing, they're more numerous and more subtle, but we're seeing the results of them everywhere in this epidemic of ill health that we see. And it's not anything more than people being removed from what is a normal and healthy, especially local food supply that they've enjoyed, you know, since the beginning of time.
Yes. And, you know, as I have thought a little bit about this question, Franklin, and I'm not an expert in it, but I've been trying in recent times to see if I couldn't line up some guests to talk about this whole business of the Food and Drug Administration and the food supply and what's going on with the pharmaceutical industry and so forth, because I just have a very strong impression that the same thing is happening that you're talking about here, that we're talking about obesity, we're talking about high blood pressure, we're talking about an entire population that's being bummed out on antidepressant drugs. And it seems to me, again, and you've touched upon it as the key point, that whether this is a conspiracy that involves people who sit in a room and consciously plan all this stuff out in coordination with one another, or whether it's simply a conspiracy that flows out of selfish self-interest, that in either respect we're talking about the same outcome.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Mark, it's not – I've kind of painted with a broad brush. Let me give you an idea of some of the things I'm talking about. One that's coming on is GMO foods. Genetically modified organisms. You know, we have this idea that GMO foods are created with this great scientific precision where the scientists go in with their little micro chisels and hammers and hammer out some a place in the genetic spiral and insert something that they want. It doesn't work that way. It's more like you going into a messy room and taking a shotgun and firing 8 or 10 shots into the messy room and hoping that the shotgun will clean up the room. It's more like that. And that order will be brought out of chaos. The problem is that when you make, you and I can hardly think of anything as complex as the way a cell works genetically. And when you go in there and you take a shotgun and you start blasting around hoping to make changes that will work, there's no telling what will happen. One of the problems is that sometimes, apparently, you change the proteins that the cell creates. So there was one case, for instance, in England or in Scotland where the company was trying to make a super potato, and they did. They turned out to make a super potato, but it was a super monster, and it actually had a protein in it that was poisonous. Well, the problem is that here's where the government comes in. The Agriculture Department and the FDA have just given these corporations free rein. They don't make them do tests to prove that these things are safe or to prove at least that they're not poisonous. And because the yields are larger, agriculture has just gone over to these things in a sweeping way. 80% of the corn in the country is GMO. 60% or more of the rice is GMO. Almost all the soybeans are GMO. And the problem is,
when we come back, I want Franklin Sanders to continue with this frightening and terrifying conversation in regard to GMOs, genetically modified organisms, as it relates to the food supply. This is Mark Gankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Find Franklin Sanders online at Money Changer. More about that when we come back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action! In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We're back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Public Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Franklin Sanders, the Money Changer. You can find his site at www.the-moneychanger.com. That's www.the-moneychanger.com. We've been talking in the first part of our time with Franklin about genetically modified organisms, what it means for the food supply, to what extent the corporations and the government are in collusion on this, and the extent to which this involves, as Franklin has put it, a slow genocide against the American people. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, let me warn your listeners about one thing on my website. Tell them not to go to moneychanger.com because that's a porno site, and I have nothing to do with that.
Also, I always wondered why you were so well-heeled financially. I could never figure that out before.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Yeah, that's any child.
The other thing is don't go to the Money Changer without the dash, because that's what I call a parasite. It's run by people who want to advertise gold and silver sales who advocate the exact opposite of what I do. So it's the-moneychanger.com.
You must put the dash in.
Right.
Put the dash in.
Or you're going to get a real surprise.
Yes. The-moneychanger.com. Okay.
Right.
Very good.
Paint a broad picture for your listeners. Okay. What I'm talking about, I'm not going to go into great depth about all of these different things that compose this silent genocide, as I call it, but I would like to just paint a broad picture, and then they can go and research it for themselves. And let me point out that these are not right-wing or left-wing issues. These are issues that it doesn't matter what party is in power, you're going to get the same thing. You understand? The corporations
Yes.
are in control. And the whole right-wing, left-wing, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't make a bit of difference who's in the who's in charge. The people, the corporations who run this country don't care any more about a presidential election than the principal of a high school cares about the presidential election for student council, okay? They don't care a thing about it, you know. They really don't. So anyhow, let's go. It is funny, you know. I mean, I think a lot of
I tell you, there are times when this type of tragedy can only be dealt with by laughter. I'm absolutely convinced of this. And, you know, the thing that's amazing is that we obviously are among those who are being victimized by these guys, and yet at least we've kind of figured it out. So while they're laughing at all of us, to some extent we're laughing with them at that portion of our own constituency that hasn't figured any of this out yet.
the part that's not funny is that they cynically hate mankind. At the bottom of it, they're is a motivation that is so evil it's hard to conceive that any human being would do that. And then most of them are just motivated by money and power, and it doesn't go any farther than that. But it is funny the way that they work us and use all of our hot buttons to deceive us and to achieve their ends. But in any event, let's go back to GMO foods. You can't know that everything in the world is safe. You can't make anything risk-free. But when you come up with some huge change in the way things are done that has the potential, at least, for harm, then there ought to be careful study before there's widespread adoption. There ought to be careful study to see whether this thing's going to work the way we think it is. And I personally, until somebody shows me that it's safe, or until a long period of time has passed that proves that it's safe, I don't want anything to do with GMO foods. I don't want to eat GMO foods. I don't want them fed to the animals that I eat. I've seen evidence that rats, for instance, fed, and I don't usually eat rats, I'll admit, but I've seen evidence that rats fed GMO soybeans grow to be about half the size of rats that are fed with natural soybeans. So, and all of this stuff is being put into the food chain, into the food that you eat, without your knowledge. You see? Without your knowledge. And so you can't really make, unless you do some homework, you don't realize that you have to make an informed choice. Let me give you another example. Soy. Okay, soy has been put into so many things that we eat in various forms. And the problem is that soy produces phytoestrogens, which are vegetable estrogens that mimic animal estrogen. And estrogen, of course, is female hormone. Well, when you feed soy formula to little boys, they're at a stage in their life where the testosterone level, the male hormone level, is supposed to be about six times as high as it is in the rest of their life. So you're loading them with female hormones at exactly the wrong time.
Stay with us, Franklin, and when we come back, we'll talk about the implications and consequences of this. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Franklin Sanders, the money changer. You can find him at the-moneychanger.com. moneychanger.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Mark Nancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Franklin Sanders, the money changer. Franklin is a lot of things. He is a Constitution Party activist, historically. He is a Reformed Episcopal pastor. He is an investment guru and political advisor and political analyst par excellence, and he represents, I think, the best of all possible worlds, both in terms of Christian theism and traditional American values, constitutionalism, and an understanding that there's plenty to be appropriately, humorously cynical about and toward, both now and in the days ahead. And also there's a serious side of this gentleman as well, that he's a very deep guy, and I think for those who know him, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And once again, as we navigate the minefield of Franklin's URL here, if you want to find The Money Changer and find Franklin Sanders, you need to go to www.the, Moneychanger.com. Well, we were talking a little bit about soy and about female and male hormones and so forth before the break, and let's pick up with that, Franklin.
Okay. The problem is that if you feed soy formula to little boys, they get huge doses of these phytoestrogens at exactly the time when they need high doses, high naturally occurring amounts of testosterone or male hormone because of their development. So soy is a problem. Large consumption of large amounts of soy is a problem. One of the things that contributes to the obesity problem is a soy-derived product called MSG, monosodium glutamate. And if you look at the labels of the food you eat, you'll see it everywhere. You'll see it especially in snack foods, but you'll also see it under names that you are not aware of, like natural flavoring ingredients or hydrolyzed soy protein. And what MSG does is also called taste powder. Orientals call it taste powder. And it makes the food taste better. Not only does it make the food taste better, it makes you eat more of the food. So you can understand why a person who makes potato chips, for instance, would want to put a strong dose of MSG in the food. And the problem is that it has other deleterious health effects. It badly affects your health, but it also makes you eat more and more and more. And that, of course, makes you fatter and fatter and fatter. Another way that you're induced to eat more of these products is high fructose corn syrup or sugar. Let me just tell you a little story about pigs, and we can, you know, you'll see how it applies. I live on a farm with most of my children work together with us either on the farm or in my business, and we raise pigs. And if you knew about pigs, you would know that pigs are pretty picky eaters. I know that comes as a surprise, but if you keep feeding them the same thing over and over and over, they just kind of stop eating. They won't eat very much. And, of course, the whole point in a pig is to get him to eat a whole lot so that he gains a lot of weight quickly. And so we had a problem with pigs eating the corn and the mash that we feed them. And somehow or the other, I got the idea to put a little molasses in there, dried molasses, which is a sweetener. And it was incredible how those pigs started to go after that food. Now, what I saw demonstrated was a truth about all mammals, and especially human beings. You put sugar in something, and they will eat more of it. And if you look at how much sugar is put into the food that we eat, then you see you see how we're induced to eat a lot more of it. High fructose corn syrup is one of the things that we get a lot of, and you find people who drink a 6-pack or 2 6-packs of soft drinks a day. Of course, they wouldn't touch a glass of wine, but they'll drink a dozen of those poisonous soft drinks a day. And what happens is, over time, it hardens your body's receptors to sugar and to insulin. And so you become insulin resistant, your body becomes insulin resistant, and you develop diabetes. Mark, it just goes on and on and on. The food things, the ways that we're being wiped out by food, it's ridiculous. Another one is this whole low-fat thing, okay? You're supposed to eat low-fat. Well, there's a great website called westonaprice.org. That's westonaprice.org. And that's the Weston Price Foundation, and they're real leaders in this whole in the whole food movement, or it's sometimes called clean food movement. But there's a great article there about the history of the low-fat hoax, and you see that doctor after doctor who was leading the charge for low fat dies of heart attacks. And the fact is that the whole cholesterol thing and the low fat, you know, the idea that you're supposed to eat low fat is a hoax. It's just exactly the opposite. Do you know what your brain needs to function? Fat. It needs fat. And if you starve your brain of fat, it can't function. Your body needs fat for all of your nervous functions. Your body uses fat as immediate energy for its daily processes. You have to have fat. And what they've done is they've driven fat out of our diets and replaced it in a lot of cases with trans fats and fats that your body can't use the same way, can't process the same way. And it's another example. You've got people who are starved to death for fat. What every one of your readers ought to do today is to go by the grocery store on the way home and buy some lard and some butter and start cooking with that and throw out Crisco and all those other fats that are not good for you. You need animal fats. Your body needs animal fats. So anyway, this is what I see as one part of this silent genocide that I'm talking about. That is, they're killing us little by little by little with the food that we eat. It makes us sick. It literally makes us sick. It won't nourish us. And the solution really is pretty simple. You just have to find local people who are producing good food, you know, grass-fed beef and meat. And at first you'll pay a little more for it, but in the long run you pay a lot less because your hospital bills and doctor bills and your sickness and your pain will be a lot less if you eat healthy food. And again, I urge your listeners to go to WestonAPrice.org because it's the best site there is for this kind of food. For this information. So here's one part of this silent genocide. The other part of the silent genocide is what's being done to us economically. I took a trip recently with my wife, last week, in fact, and we drove around Middle Tennessee. And it's amazing what you see. It's amazing also what you don't see, because you don't see the farms that used to be there. You don't see the dairies except for the dead silos that dot the countryside. You don't see the dairies that used to be there. What you see is housing developments or the little cheesy Cape Cod houses that don't belong in Middle Tennessee. And what you see is that what Catherine Austin Fitz of Solari.com calls the tapeworm economy has taken over. There isn't any local economy anymore. There literally is not any local economy. And what you see is that where there is activity, like there's one county over there where there are a whole lot of nurseries, and where you see a lot of business activity, you see that there are no white people and no black people out doing the work. What you see are Mexicans. In these little towns, there's not even a barbecue joint left. And if you know Tennessee and barbecue, you realize that that's our national food. But there's two or three new Mexican restaurants everywhere. And all I can see is that we're being Americans, black and white, are being replaced on their native territory. And it's an Assyrian pattern. It's a pattern of the Assyrian Empire, where they've got one people that's fractious and rebellious and hard to rule, and they take those people and they move them thousands of miles away to a new territory, and then they move in a people who are easier to control into another territory. And, of course, the sad thing for the Mexicans is that, you know, as soon as the housing industry that supports the nursery industry crashes, then they'll be sent on their way, and they're tools in this. But the economy, the local economies, the economy where you and I do business together, the economy where there's a shoe store and a clothing store and a bakery and a dairy and all these other local businesses where our money goes from hand to hand to hand to hand in a circle. That's gone. It's not there. And every community that I saw depends on a flow of money coming from the outside. And then in turn, what's happening is that money, anything that's produced locally, any wealth that's added locally, is being pulled out in the form of corporate profits to chains like Walmart and so forth, national chains like Walmart and so forth, or by usury. Because all of these new houses that you see, they're not owned. Nobody owns his own house. I'll bet less than 10% of the people in the country own a house. They're paying on mortgages. And they're going to pay two or three times the value of that house before they're finished. And that's what I see everywhere. I see when you see a fella outside a trailer, okay, who's got 2 acres of land on a zero-radius lawnmower that costs $1,500 to $3,000, you know he didn't pay cash for it, okay?
Yes.
It's just, I mean, forget that. You know he didn't pay cash. And when you see all the new cars and the rest of it, you know that these people are in hock up to their eyeballs, which means that they're the slaves of the banks. They're the slaves of the banks and government because they pay more than 50% of their of their revenue out to the government in taxes. And then they have mortgaged their future labor. They have sold their future labor already to the bank or the finance company or the mortgage company in exchange for having those bucks today. And so there's a claim for the next 30 years on their labor. And really, Mark, these people are not any different than chattel slaves. You know, all these people waxed hot about how awful chattel slavery was that we had before the war between the states. Well, you know, chattel slavery, compared to what we've got today, was at least didn't hide as something that it wasn't. You know, it didn't pretend to be philanthropy. And under chattel slavery, the slave was free, usually kept about 50% of his labor. Kept, in fact, a larger percent of his labor than free laborers did at the same time. So, and today we've got people who owe way more and pay way more than 50% of their labor every day and every year to government and to banks, to finance companies. So what's the difference? Where's the freedom? You don't have freedom.
Exactly.
You know, freedom without cash is dead, as a friend of mine says. And if you don't, if you're kept all your life from accruing an estate, and at the end of your life, if you have accrued any little estate, then you're subject to a death tax that takes it all away from your family, then where's the freedom?
Exactly.
And, you know, the answer is the freedom's not there. So what? How does all this fit together? How am I justified in calling this genocide? You know, I don't like to use the word conspiracy because when you do that, people immediately turn off and they say, "Oh, that guy's a nut." And the fact is, they say that without knowing why you came to that conclusion. But about 20 years ago, I used to do research and writing for Larry Abraham. And we wrote a book called The Greening about the environmental movement. And in the course of helping to research that book, I came across something that was really hard for me to come to grips with. It was hard for me to digest. It was very, very disturbing to me. And that is that the environmental movement hates mankind. Now, I'm not talking about every one of them, but I am talking about the general official trend is that they hate mankind. They think that there are too many human beings in the world and that the number of human beings has to be reduced. And you'll find some of them that make extreme statements like, you know, man is the only virus on the planet. Man ought to be eliminated like a bacterium and things like that. And you'll find the extreme ones who want to rewild the whole middle of America. And by rewilding, what they mean is they want to get all the people out and let the trees grow back. And by the way, you know that there are more trees now in the United States than there were in 1900. You're aware of that.
Well, you know, or, I hadn't actually had not researched that, but I'm really glad to know this.
Well, here's another one. Did you know that lumber companies plant over 1.5 billion trees, billion with a B, trees a year? So there's not any want of forest, okay? It's not like we're all going to go down for a lack of trees. But the thing that disturbed me was this hatred for mankind. And the more it appears in abortion, the whole population reduction movement is very, very large, and it's been going on for decades, for 100 years and more. And, you know, you can look back at the beginning of the 20th century and find somebody like Margaret Sanger. And you get this whole birth control and then birth control movement, and then birth control goes into abortion and euthanasia at the other end of the age spectrum, and these clamors about population control and so forth. And we don't stop to stand back and look at that and ask ourselves this question. What saith the Scripture? What saith the Scripture?
We'll pick up with that when we come back with Franklin Sanders, the Money Changer, on Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, the Podcast Network. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
back. This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Franklin Sanders, the money changer. Just wanted to warn him that in the next 10 minutes or so, we tend to have a series of fairly frequent commercial breaks, and then there will be a period of time for longer extended conversation again. This is Pledge Week at the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you can possibly support us, we ask you to do so. And you can do that in one of three ways, by calling us at 1-800-724-2719 or contacting us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org or mailing a gift to the Republic Broadcasting Network at the main office at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, the contact points are as follows. Telephone, 1-800-724-2719. Via internet at www.republicbroadcasting.org or through the office by mailing something U.S. mail at 1015 South Mays, as in Willie Mays, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Franklin, we're likely to be interrupted for another commercial break in just another couple of minutes, and you were just starting to make a very important point about what saith the Scripture. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think what we ought to ask the question is, what does the Scripture say about population? Does it say that population is a curse, a drag on humanity, a drag on the rest of us, and something that we ought to try to reduce? Does the Scripture present children as a curse or a blessing? Because we can be sure of one thing, whatever the Scripture presents is the truth of the matter, and not what the world believes or what the world complains of. And the fact is, the Scriptures tell us that children are a blessing. The Scripture presents population, increased population, as a blessing. And so we ought to ask ourselves this fundamental question: is there really a population problem? You know, they talk about how are we going to feed all these people? Well, guess what? Every baby that comes into the world comes in not only with a mouth, but with a pair of hands, too. So yes. he becomes a productive human being. So the whole thing, it's this vast propaganda machine that's aimed at getting you to commit voluntary suicide, voluntary genocide, at getting you to commit to not having children, at making children appear vile and hateful in your eyes, or if you actually have conceived a child, to go on and kill it immediately. So, okay, I see you've got a commercial.
When we come back, I want to get at the bottom of this abortion ideology, both narrowly and then more broadly, in regard to how it may relate to this wider issue of genocide as it relates to food supply and other elements of the economic system as well. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Franklin Sanders, the money changer. Stay tuned. With recent